Hello. You are listening to WRBB 104.9 FM Boston. And this, slightly late, but this is The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest. The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to the Dark Forest, featuring your hosts, the Dungeon Master, and calling in on the Crystal Ball,
the Crypt Keeper. Welcome, everybody. We're starting a little late, but that will not deter us. We will go on.
I believe today we have a special guest with us who's trying to take a particular trip through the forest.
Yes, yes. Please, introduce yourself.
Their crystal ball may perhaps be malfunctioning at the moment.
It could happen. You never know.
It happens to the best of us. We've all been there. But hopefully soon patching in via the ley lines, communicating through the crystal ball, comes the geomancer.
Yes. If we cannot patch them in now, then they will surely be patched in soon.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Oh, they're here. They're here.
I hear a voice from the forest.
Would you like to introduce Hello. Yourself?
The crystal ball might be spotty. It's on the fritz, I'm telling you. Like, there's no telling what it's going
to
do.
You can't get it's so hard to get a well-made crystal ball these days.
I know.
I keep looking, but
have I fixed it?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, apologies for the issues with the crystal ball. I'm the geomancer, and I am passing through the forest, and I believe the crypt keeper and the dungeon master here will aid me on my quest for the forest's powerful stones.
Yes, yes, that's our mission tonight.
And it's wonderful to have you on, geomancer.
Thank you for making it here, really.
Thank you, it's my pleasure.
You know, I'm a fan of your work, to be honest. I've had the pleasure to witness some of the stones and cursed amulets and artifacts that you've crafted, and you know, it's
quite stunning.
I'm impressed.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
So I'm honored to be able to help you here. Now, this path that we're going on, we're going to have to be careful on it, right? I fear there's many steep
yes.
sort of drop-offs where the land has, what's the word? What am I looking for here?
Could be maybe they've been decayed.
Yeah,
they've been weathered,
they've yeah. weathered
some way.
Yes. Eroded, possibly.
Thank you. So, Geomancer, I've not been down this path.
Yes.
It's a new one to me.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I have to warn you that we do run close to the machine. I fear its progeny may be awake, though the machine itself is dormant in these times.
I say we're in this part of the forest at a time where the machine's gears are not quite turning, its depths are not stirring, which is that's good for us. Otherwise, we would surely be already incinerated off the face of the earth here.
Oh, of course. I only go at these times. I do not want to risk incineration.
Yeah, great. Yes. My favorite, a little path by the machine where all the trees are chopped down or burned to the ground and my power is weakened. Yeah, great.
Good time. Well, if this is where the gems and other such precious stones are, then it can't be helped. We will have to brave these conditions.
Yeah, I will warn, though, as I've said earlier, its progeny is active. I've heard word of a firefly that particularly haunts these paths.
A firefly? I may have heard of such a beast, such a creature that comes from the machine, some sort of light on its back that it shines to draw lesser creatures in, like a moth to the flame that it then burns to a crisp. Yeah, we would not want to be caught on the receiving end of such a beast, definitely.
Nay, we shan't.
We must press onwards.
And yet continue we shall.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Being wary of the firefly. Thank you. Well, as we traverse along this path, you know, I'm grateful personally that we did not. I'm thankful even that we didn't encounter the Firefly. I mean, not yes. that I noticed.
No, yes. I did not notice its penetrating gaze, any of its tendrils, its mechanical whirs. I truly am thankful that we've made it unharmed so far.
Yes, we must be thankful that we've survived the forest, Firefly or no.
Definitely.
Or any of the other slew of creatures that could have come after us on this path through the forest.
Definitely. There's a lot to be thankful for, you know, at this time of year. There's like a certain, there's something in the air. I can't place it. Maybe it's the chill of the whispering winds as it goes through the trees that lay barren. Well, I say that, but the trees in the dark forest don't really go by regular seasons. There are still plenty of leaves on these trees.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm thankful for, you know, while we're on the topic, I'm thankful for spells, curses, hexes, magical artifacts, haunted or blessed. I've got
powerful tools
of those. Very thankful for all of those. Thankful for my warding spells, protecting my home, my wonderful familiars, Azrael and Merulin. What are you thankful
Shout
for,
outs.
Geomancer?
You know, there's a lot to be thankful for this time of year. I think currently I'm just very thankful that I'm preparing to do a rite of the Howling Abyss at the upcoming
really?
Solstice. Wow. I'm very thankful that all of my rites for that in preparation have been going very smoothly.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's wonderful to hear. Can I attend or?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I might.
I'll give you my address. You can attend and aid in my rituals.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm banished from most rites, so, like, this is kind of a big deal for me.
Wow, yeah. Big accomplishment here.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose there's nothing to do but press on, see what else awaits us as we near our destination here. The wind is howling, but stay close, and we'll get through.
Yes, let us continue through the echo space.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening to The Dark Forest. This has been Dub Techno with special guest, the Geomancer, who,
hello,
to my understanding, is known to moonlight under different aliases. Is this true?
I believe so. I come from a far land known as North Carolina, and I have my own little set there, 8 p.m. Wednesdays on WKNC. I play stuff like this and other strange and unusual and esoteric genres.
I think if someone enjoys this set, they would definitely enjoy tuning in to WKNC at 8
Absolutely.
P.m. on Wednesday nights.
I can vouch. Tune in, 8 p.m. Wednesday. It's awesome. Thanks for coming on the show, for real. It's been great.
Well, thanks for coming on. We're coming up to, I believe, our point where we shall depart. But it has been wonderful to have you on.
It has been quite the pleasure, for sure.
Yeah, I'm honored to be a part of your adventuring party tonight.
It's been great. I'll hit you up. I'll give you a Wismo request for that amulet we made, that deal, mm-hmm. You know, we talked about it off the show. I'll hit you up for that later. But yep, it's been great to have you on. For our dear listeners tuning in on the Echoes of the Forest, thank you so much. As always, you can find this show's recording and all previous shows on our website, darkforestwrbb.com. That's
darkforestwrbb.com.
That was darkforestwrbb.com. And if you'll stay tuned, before we reach the end of this path, we do have one final song for you. Thank you so much.